الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، brothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we were saying yesterday that the conditions are different from the conditions of Salah are different from the pillars of Salah by two main things. The first of all is that the condition of Salah comes before Salah started. While the pillars begins with the Salah and finishes with the Salah. Finishes once the Salah is finished. The other characteristic of conditions of Salah is that the condition doesn't need for sujood sahu once you miss. Doesn't need for sujood sahu once you miss it. So now by that we have covered the shurut or the conditions. And now inshallah we are going to go to the pillars of Salah. And the pillars of Salah, as some of us might know, that the pillars of Salah are 14. There are 14 pillars of Salah. There are 14 pillars for Salah. I will mention them in Arabic first so you can have them inshallah in Arabic so you know. The first one is called Al-Qiyamu Ma'a Al-Qudra. Al-Qiyamu Ma'a Al-Qudra. Standing if able to. Standing if able to. If one who is able to stand in Salah and doesn't stand, then the Salah is not acceptable. That is if the Salah is obligatory. The dalil for that is what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 238. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. قَانِتِينَ is brother of qanit. And qanit means the long standing with tranquility. The long standing with tranquility. And stand before Allah with obedience. Standing before Allah. Meaning in the salah. Meaning in the salah. Also in the hadith that reported by Imam Bukhari on the authority of Imran ibn Husayn رضي الله تعالى عنهما, who said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said صلي قائما صلي قائما. Pray in standing position. Pray in standing position. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَقَاعِدًا. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَقَاعِدًا. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَى جَنْبِ. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَى جَنْبِ. صلي قائمة. Pray in standing position. فإن لم تستطع فقاعدة. If you are unable to stand, then you sit. فإن لم تستطع فعلى جنب. And if you cannot even pray in sitting position, then on your back or your side, and whatever position you are able to. Now, we said that this is only in the fard or in the obligatory prayers, not the optional. The optional, you still can, in the optional prayer, you still can pray and start the prayer from the beginning in sitting position. Why? It is because of the hadith that reported again by Bukhari on the authority of Imran ibn Husayn himself, who said that I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the man prays in sitting position. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صلى قائما فهو أفضل. من صلى قائما فهو أفضل. ومن صلى قاعدا. ومن صلى قاعدا فله نصف أجر القائم. فله نصف أجر القائم. وَمَنْ صَلَّى نَائِمًا فَلَهُ نِصْفُ أَجْرِ الْقَاعِدِ. And whoever prays on, lying on his back or his side, and lying position, then he will have the half reward of the one who prays in sitting. And that means it is a quarter of the reward given to the one who prays in standing position. We want to explain some more about this, about praying in standing position. Praying in standing position, as in the obligatory prayers, we said that it is not allowed. It is impermissible. It is impermissible. But if the person is ill, sick, he's suffering of losing control of standing position, or very old, cannot depend on knees to stand, that is difficult. Such kind of person, as long as he is not on the wheelchair, then we say to him, can you walk? And he says, yes. I usually come to the mosque walking. So then we tell him that he has to do at least takbiratul ihram, at least takbiratul ihram in standing position, and then he can sit down if he would. And then he can sit down if he would. So this is about standing, the pillar which is about standing. But as we said that in the optional prayers, it is up to you. Even the strong young man who is not tired, yet still he can pray in sitting position from the beginning. from the beginning even. The second pillar is takbirat al-ihram. Is takbirat al-ihram. For what Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi bin Majah reported on the authority of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مفتاح الصلاة الطهور. مفتاح الصلاة الطهور وتحريمها التكبير وتحريمها التكبير وتحليلها التسليم. مفتاح الصلاة الطهور. The key for salah or the gate to get to the salah is purification. You cannot reach salah, you cannot start, begin salah until you make wudu or you purify yourself. وتحريم التكبير. Its sacred state is entered with its takbir. When you say first, Allahu Akbar, that is called takbirat al-ihram. And it means all what used to be allowed before this takbir, now it is forbidden after this takbir. Like answering the salam, or saying yarhamuk Allah for the one who say alhamdulillah after sneezing, or answering the yani, or talking or laughing or eating or looking to the roof or looking to the sides or looking to your back. I mean all these which are normally allowed. Once you raise your hand to the level of your ears or shoulders and say Allahu Akbar, then it's forbidden. Exactly right. The talbiyah for ihram. Once you put the ihram garments on and say labbaik Allahumma umrah, now perfume is not allowed, although it is allowed normally, but yet it is not allowed for the one who is in ihram state. Once he says labbaik Allahumma umrah, as well as covering your head. So takbir in salah is exactly like getting into the ihram in Hajj or Umrah. And the third condition is قراءه الفاتحه, recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. As in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La salata liman lam yaqra' bi fatihati al-kitab. La salata liman lam yaqra' bi fatihati al-kitab. There is no prayer, and the prayer is not considered acceptable for the one who doesn't recite Surah Al-Fatiha. This Surah Al-Fatiha is a pillar of Salah. The ulama went on different opinions on, yani, in regard to recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Group of them said that it is essential for every rak'ah, for every unit of the Salah. And then they said, for whatsoever circumstances you cannot recite Fatiha, this rak'ah is not acceptable. That's what one group of ulama say. They say, for whatsoever reasons or circumstances that made you unable to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, then this rak'ah is not considered to be acceptable. This is one opinion for the scholars. or some scholars. Some others said, although it is essential for one who prays to recite Surah Al-Fatiha in every rak'ah, in every unit, yet it is considered acceptable if one came to the row when the Imam is in ruku' position, and so he joined the prayer in ruku' position. They say, although he missed recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha because the place of it is missed, he cannot stand recite Surah Al-Fatiha while the Imam is bowing. So they said, he joined the Jama'ah in the bowing position and it would be enough for him. It would be enough for him. The other ulama said that there are differences in regard to Surah Al-Fatiha. They say if one prays as an imam or as an individual for himself, Fatiha is essential in every rak'ah. But if he prays behind an imam, he's a follower of the imam, then he doesn't need to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, as the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha of the imam is sufficient for him. However, this group of ulama has also two different opinions. Some of them say, if one is praying behind an imam, it is enough for him, it is sufficient for him that the imam recites Surah Al-Fatiha, whether it is in the loud recitation prayers like Fajr, Maghrib and Isha, or in the secret recitation or the Adhan recitation or the silent recitation and Dhuhr and Asr and the third Rak'ah of Maghrib as well as the last two Rak'ahs in Isha. Some others had said it is enough for him to pray behind the imam and all the qualities of salah, whether silence or loud recitation, it is enough for him. The recitation of the imam is enough, so he doesn't need to recite. However, it is very important to know that Surah Al-Fatiha is essential and it is a pillar in the Salah for all. And the question here is, once the person is praying behind the imam in the loud recitation salah, where or when should he recite Surah Al-Fatiha? And this also has different opinions for the scholars. Some of the scholars said that he recites in the silence of the imam. And the places where the Imam doesn't recite. Some others said no. This person should recite Surah Al-Fatiha along with the Imam. Along with the Imam. And this is what I found strong, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found a man, or he was leading the jama'ah one day and was reciting behind the Imam Fatiha and the other surah. So when the Imam finished the prayer, he said to the Sahaba, who was that one who was reciting behind me, making it difficult for me? The man said, I did, Ya Rasulullah. He said to him, don't do it except with Surah Al-Fatiha. And that shows how the Fatiha is to be recited. That shows how Fatiha should be recited. So anyway, now we got the idea of when and who should recite Surah Al-Fatiha in the Salah. That was the third pillar of Salah. The fourth is Ruku'. The fourth is Ruku'. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Hajj, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اَرْكَعُوا وَاسْجُدُوا. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اَرْكَعُوا وَاسْجُدُوا. Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 22, ayah number 77. All you who believe, bow down and prostrate yourselves. So this is general. Bow. And the hadith that is agreed upon between Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said to the man who didn't know how to pray, when he explained the prayer to him, he told him, after you recite Fatiha and another surah, then you, he said, ثُمَّرْكَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكَعْ. You do ruku' in tranquility. So you have to give some time when you are in ruku'. And the sunnah in ruku', or we will come to the sunnah inshallah. Well, let's concentrate on the pillars. We said this was the fourth pillar. The fifth is rising up from ruku'. Rising up from ruku'. So that is the fifth, standing after ruku'. Not only rising, but straightening up your back to be in the normal standing position. Straightening up your back to be in the normal position of standing. That is called al-i'tidal min al-ruku'. And all that in the hadith of al-musi' salatahu. The one who did not pray perfectly. So that is the so that is the position or the sixth pillar. The seventh is prostrating on the seven specific body parts touching the ground. What are these seven? As in the hadith that is reported by Bukhari and Muslim, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam umirtu an asjuda ala sab'ati a'zum. I've been commanded, meaning by Allah, to prostrate on seven bones. What are they? The bone of the face, which is the forehead and the nose. This is one. This is not two, because this is the face. Forehead and the nose together must touch the ground. The two palms, the two knees, the two feet. So these are seven. Two feet, two knees, two hands. These are six. And the forehead and face, which is one as face. The forehead and nose, which is one as face. The eight, let me just count, pillar is to rise up from ruku', from sujood, is to rise up from sujood. And rising up from sujood, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guided us saying, ثُمَّ ارْفَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ جَالِسًا, then rise your back up, your body, your back up, until you sit in tranquility. Sit correctly, sit. The ninth is sitting between the two sujood, the two prostrations. As in the hadith reported by Aisha and agreed upon between Bukhari and Muslim, she said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used whenever he rises up his head from the sujood, never goes back to sujood until he settles in sitting position. The tenth pillar of Salah, is the tranquility in all of the prayer actions. Tranquility in all of the prayer's actions. So you have to have tranquility. You have to have khushu', tuma'nina. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the man, or told the man, who did not know how to pray well, ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. For a couple of times the man went to pray, come back, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turning back, saying, irja' wa salli fa innaka musalli. Go back and pray, you did not pray. That means you did not pray correctly. Otherwise you did pray, but wrongly. So this was what? So this was the 10th. The 11th is the tashahud al-akhir. Performing tashahud al-akhir. Tashahud al-akhir is to say at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa-salawatu wa-tayyibatu to the end of that. And the last sitting of the salah. Tashahud al-akhir. The last tashahud. The last tashahud. The 12th is sitting for tashahud al-akhir. Sitting for tashahud al-akhir. As if you do tashahud al-akhir in sujood or in standing position, this is not accepted. This is not accepted. The 13th is salatu ala al-nabi. Salatu ala al-nabi. In the tashahud al-akhir. In the tashahud al-akhir. Salatu ala nabi is to say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala al, etc. You have to pray for peace and blessing to be upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. The 14th and last, or before that, what is the proof for Salatu ala Nabi? Is what Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawud reported. They said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ثُمَّ لِيُصَلِّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ ثُمَّ يَدْعُ بِمَا شَاءُ. يُصَلِّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. One has to pray, seeking the peace and blessings from Allah upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the last is تسليم. Once you finish تحياته, الصلاة على النبي, once you finish the seeking protection and refuge of the four arms which to say Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabri ومن فتنة القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن فتنة القبر ومن عذاب النار ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. So after that, تسليم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. One to the right side. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. One to the left side. The way how to do, there is no, you see many people shaking the head upside down, raising, moving the head upside down. in the middle of the scene, they say first to the right, Assalamu alaikum, then they stop at the middle, and then they raise up, they up and down, and then turn to the left and say Assalamu alaikum. This is wrong. This movement up and down in the middle, there is no dalil for that. Nor for just little bit moving to the right or left. Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. No, that's not the sunnah. Nor those who turn almost their left shoulder to the front. Until they see the people behind them. That's wrong also. But you move your head to the last angle of it. Say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah until it becomes parallel with the shoulder, the right shoulder, and then Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to the left side. That is the sunnah. That is the sunnah. And now we need to know what is the ruling of arkan, the pillars. The pillars, as we said, they start with the beginning of salah and they finish with the end of salah. The pillars, if you miss a pillar, and you are still within that rak'ah, within that unit, then you return back to it. But if you move to the second rak'ah, then the whole of that rak'ah is cancelled, dropped. But you continue, you don't make salah, you continue. Counting the second rak'ah to be the first. Because the first had a mistake in the pillar that you could not go back to. So you continue until you finish actually 4 rak'ah, practically 5 rak'ah, because the first one is not counted. First one is not counted. And at the end you need to do 2 sujood sahu. At the end you need to do 2 sujood sahu. Alright. So these are the pillars of salah. How many of you now just know it today, or just know it with this description, with the evidences? I'm sure that most of us are in need to review these things time to time. As I stood in many masajid here in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and elsewhere where I go, and I found the people are poor of that. While this is very important, this is something we do 5 times a day, minimum. That is, with no accountability of the nawafil, optional prayers. So this is very important. And tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to continue with the wajibat, or the obligations for salah. We're going to do with the wajibat of salah, the obligatory elements of salah or the obligations of salah. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If you have 1 or 2 questions, we're going to take them. Otherwise, inshallah, we're going to end up this session today. Jazakum Allahu khair. Tayyib, there's a question saying, can you make sure that there are 14 pillars? I think that there are just 13 unless I missed one. لا إن شاء الله these are 14. 14. Yeah, we can go through them now, no problem. Okay, let's go through them. And imagine you are praying, then you can know them all. If you just give yourself a time to imagine, to think that you are praying now, so you can find that there are 14. Now, go ahead. You count, okay? You count. Al-Qiyamu ma'al-Qudra, standing.
Alhamdulillah.
One. Second, Takbiratul Ihram. Third, Qira'atul Fatiha. Fourth, Ruku', bowing. Five, rising up from Ruku'. Six, straightening up your body after rising up from Ruku'. Seven, prostrating on the seven bones. Eight, rising from sujood, prostration. Nine, sitting between the two sajdat, the two prostrations. 10, tranquility in all the pillars. 11th, at-tashahud al-akhir. 12th, al-julusula, sitting for it, for the tashahud. 13th, as-salatu ala al-nabi. 14th, taslimatan. Na'am, wallahu a'lam. Yeah, any more questions? Umm Safwan says that the Shaykh said that you can only do the fard salat standing. What about pregnant women? Could he please clarify? Pregnant woman, what about standing position with pregnancy? I don't think that there is any difficulty, but if an individual pregnant woman, it is not yani regular, yani all, we all have our own yani women, wives, sisters, mothers, and they get pregnant. We never saw that this is kind of yani difficulty. But maybe one individual pregnant woman have a problem to stand. Then, as we said, now this pregnant woman, can she walk or she just go on wheel chair? If she can walk, then for 100% sure she can stand for a while. Then for her or the like, whoever can stand for a while, he or she have to stand for those moments that they are able to stand. And once they feel that they can't stand, then they can sit down. As what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. If I command you with anything, you do of it as much as you can. Underline the word much, because many people turn this word much to like. And then it says, if I command you with anything, do of it as like. And sorry, not much. Underline the word can. So the statement, the original statement, if I command you with anything, do of it as much as you can. So many people change the word can to like. Do of it as much as you like. That's wrong. You have to do as much as you can. And other than what yani is not, and if it is not possible that you do it, then inshallah you will get the reward of it all. Wallahu a'lam. Okay, Imam Safwan says, what about sujood? It is difficult with the large stomach or tayyib. As I just told you the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I command you with anything, you do of it as much as you can. As much as you can. If you cannot, then if you cannot do sujood, then you just bend your head. For ruku', little bit. For sujood, more lower. And that's enough. And those who bring objects like box or whatever below or chair, so they put their forehead on when they use their head for sujood or ruku', this is wrong. You don't need to put your forehead on anything. It's enough for you, if you can't do sujood, to bend your head down for a little bit and you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And for sujood, for ruku' you make it a little bit low and say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. For sujood, more lower, say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And that's it, Alhamdulillah. Islam is a religion of ease, a simple religion. Alhamdulillah. If there is any questions, we're going to take one more and then we, inshallah ta'ala, end up. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feek. Okay. As you know that it is too late now here in Saudi and I'm getting really exhausted. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.